Mountain Meditation. This meditation is adapted from Jon Kabat-Zinn's Mountain Meditation. If you are comfortable doing so, it is encouraged for this meditation to be done in a sitting position, either on the floor or a chair. However, as always, take care of yourself and assume a position that is comfortable for you. Now, allowing your eyes to close, bringing awareness to your breath and the sensations of the breath, feeling each breath as it comes in and goes out, letting the breath be just as it is without trying to change or regulate it in any way. Allowing it to flow easily and naturally, just following its own rhythm and pace. Knowing you are breathing perfectly well right now. Nothing for you to do. Shifting your awareness now over to your body. Allowing the body to be still and sitting with a sense of dignity, a sense of being complete and whole, with your posture reflecting this sense of wholeness. Just sensing now your body as it sits in the chair or on the floor, noticing the support you have from your chair and floor, allowing the body to rest into the support. Allowing your hands to lie on your lap or your knees, arms resting just as they are. Shifting your awareness now down into the feet. And from the feet, moving your awareness up through the legs, up through your hips, into your softening belly, into the chest, around through the back and the spine, into the shoulders, the neck, and now up the back and around the head, and finally allowing your awareness to rest in the face, through the forehead and the eyes, the cheeks, the nose, and down through your jaw. Just noticing. And when you are ready, allowing now an image to form in your mind's eye. An image of a majestic and beautiful mountain. You may know this mountain. Perhaps you have seen or been to visit it, or perhaps it's one you create in your own mind's eye. Just allowing it to gradually come into greater focus. And if a distinct image doesn't emerge, just allow that to be okay. No need to force it. Just allowing yourself then to have a sense of a mountain, feeling its overall shape, seeing or sensing its peaks and valleys, noticing the large, heavy, solid base rooted in the foundation of the Earth's crust, and now noticing its steep or perhaps gentle sloping sides, noticing how large and massive it is. It's solid and unmoving. And now noticing its beauty. Perhaps you're noticing it from afar or up close. Noticing specific details now of your mountain. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketing its tops and trees reaching down to the base. Or perhaps your mountain is more rugged with granite sides. Noticing if there are streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes, meadows and high lakes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks. Just noticing and allowing it to come forward in your mind's eye. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain or the sense of the mountain into your own body. Allowing your body and the mountain in your mind's eye to become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness, the stillness, and the majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body, allowing for a vast and panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms become the sides of the mountain. Your seat and legs are the solid base. And you may experience in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your spine, feeling the power and energy of the earth shift up through you. With each breath, as you continue sitting, you are a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness, completely and perfectly what you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit here, become aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colors are changing virtually moment by moment in the mountain stillness. And the surface of the mountain teems with life and activity. Streams, melting snow, waterfall, plants and wildlife. And the mountain just sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day and day follows night. The bright warming sun, followed by the cool night sky studded with stars, and then the gradual dawning of a new day. Through it all, the mountain just sits. It experiences change in each moment, constantly changing, yet always just being itself. The mountain remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness, acceptance, abiding all change. Spring comes. Leaves bud on trees. Flowers bloom in the high meadows and slopes. Birds singing in the trees once again. Streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very high peaks or in cracks shielded from direct sunlight. The granite of the mountain in the summer may feel warm and full of energy from the sun's heat. And then summer moves into fall, and the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colors. Red, yellow, orange, brown, and green. And then in winter, a blanket of snow and ice, a world of white. In any season, the mountain may find itself at times covered by clouds or fog or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds and storms may come, and clouds and storms may go. Tourists may like it or not. But the mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not. Seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, warm or cold weather, day or night, the mountain just sits, being itself. Through it all, the mountain sits, unmoved by the weather, unmoved by what happens on its surface, by the seasons, the changing weather, by activity ebbing and flowing on its surface. In the same way as the mountain, when we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the solidness, the groundedness of the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness. We know that change continues in all our own lives, moment by moment. Change is always happening in us, even when we don't know it. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, our own periods of activity and inactivity, our moments of color, and our moments of grayness. It's true that we experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world, and also in our own minds and bodies. When we get knocked around by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain. As well, we also experience moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly. We experience a weather of our own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can connect with the mountain's strength and stability and adopt it for ourselves. We can use the mountain's energies to support ourselves, to encounter each moment with mindfulness and loving kindness and clarity. Adopting the sense of the mountain may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our worries and dwellings, our own emotional storms and crises, all the things that happen to us are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally. But is it? Because really, it's just life unfolding. It's the weather unfolding moment by moment in our lives. the weather of our own lives, is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in our awareness. And by holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper stillness and wisdom. We can be with the weather changes and storms in our own life, knowing that these storms impact us, but we can remain solid and strong. Mountains have this to teach us, and much more if we can let it in. So if you find you resonate in some way with the strength and stability of the mountain in your sitting meditation practice, then allow yourself to return to this meditation from time to time. And now, in the remaining moments, until you hear the three consecutive bells, continuing to sit in awareness, sustaining the sense of the mountain on your own.